everyone. Welcome back to the Stereotypically Japan podcast. My name is Michael, and every week I'd like to talk about my experiences and life in Japan, focused around some common stereotypes that people may have about the land of the rising sun. For this week's episode, Gemini says that people in Japan are very polite and respectful. That is a very interesting topic, because while it is true, it comes down to how seriously you want to take the words to mean. Do you think being polite, just on the surface, is still polite? Do you think being respectful to someone just because you have to is still respectful? How about if it is to people that you know versus people you don't? Or if a tree falls in the woods, does it still make a sound? If your answer is yes to those questions, then yes, absolutely. Everyone in Japan is very polite and respectful. If your answer is no, then the topic becomes much more interesting. Japan is a polite country. It is a society that respects its elders, but as I mentioned in the first episode, everyone acts that way in order to keep the peace, which is a good thing. The one problem that I have noticed, though, and this is probably more of a Tokyo problem because I haven't had this issue in other places, is that strangers are really rude to each other, and that's because everyone in Tokyo is just in a constant state of irritation. Summer is so hot and humid, people are sweaty, and we all have to walk to work or take the train. The person on the train next to us is sweaty, and if their arm brushes up against us, it's like a sloppy, wet, sticky, gross sausage touching us. And no amount of sanitizer or wet naps can fix it. We just need a bath ASAP. Every place we go is extremely crowded. People are everywhere. Someone steps on the back of our feet or bumps into us. Some people just smell bad, especially in summer. A lot of people are frustrated with work. Had to work a lot of overtime because of their co-workers leaving the company, and that makes them more frustrated and busy. There are a lot of frustrations, and those usually come to a boiling point in crowded public places. No one really explodes or anything like that, but they do end up taking it out on others, especially strangers. That all comes in various forms. If it's cursing under your breath, intentionally stepping on or kicking someone, if it's walking aggressively into you while passing by and not yielding or anything like that. Which, by the way, is a big pet peeve of mine. We are in Japan, we drive on the left side of the road, we walk on the left side of the pedestrian way, we stand on the left side of the escalator, and if you do the opposite, you are a monster. Everyone else is on the correct sides. Do you expect everyone to move out of your way? I digress. Recently, there was a survey of 500 people in Japan about the top complaints about trains. The biggest complaint, which was about 18% of the people answered, was about people not moving. If you're interested in the other responses, they are, in order from most, are not moving inside of the train, loud voices, not leaving room for others, sound leaking from headphones, bags in the way, forcibly boarding on a crowded train, strong smells, and not following proper cough etiquette. Now, that whole study can be an episode by itself, and I have experienced all of those on countless occasions, but while the order of them is interesting, how people deal with them is the key point. And as a side note, if you are visiting Japan and use the train, you should use these as kind of a guide of what to do. So, how do you think people deal with them? Leave, push back, glare at others. Yes, those are all different responses, but actually 58.2% of the people have a different way to deal with them. And that is just to put up with it. The point I want to make is that, yes, people are respectful and polite to a certain extent, but people have an even stronger trait. Patience. People here are extremely patient, so much so that they end up harming their own mental health and physical health. Just look at the study I mentioned. 58.2% of the people just suck it up. That is about 291 out of 500 people that'll just tough it out. They will tough out the worst situations, if it is just on the train or at work, no matter how unhappy they are. I have heard a lot of stories from people about their jobs and such. A lot of what I hear is just so difficult to understand because, in my mind, why would someone put themselves through such torture on a daily basis? For example, in many companies, there are supervisors or managers that scream at employees. Not get angry or scold them or something, but an actual visceral scream. I don't know about you all, but I can't ever recall a situation where one employee screamed at another one and didn't get fired. In what world is someone acting like that acceptable? In business or anywhere else, really? Yeah, people get emotional on the football field or something. While that isn't necessarily acceptable, it is a bit more understandable. But in the office? No. It is so strange that there is this whole culture of respect and politeness, yet, like I mentioned in episode 1, People wear a mask, and as soon as that comes off, we can see what someone's real character is like. One common thread I have found through so many people in their work situations is that, in most cases, management is full of psychopaths. People who yell and scream at whomever they want, people who can't do their jobs and blame others, people who abuse their power or manipulate. The list goes on and on. Occasionally, I have heard stories of coworkers being annoying, but that's usually the extent of it. When it comes to management, though, that is a whole horse of a different color. I just realized that was one long example, but it shows how patient people are, and all those people who have complained about the situations, guess what? They're all still working at those companies and under the same people. So, while they are very polite and respectful, they're more patient than anything else, and that can be to their detriment in many cases. It all builds up inside, and so many people end up bottling it up to the point where they just can't handle it anymore, and they end up just breaking down and need to take mental health leave from their company. Or in too many cases, they do something even worse. Up until recently, mental health issues haven't really been recognized as actual problems, but as I'm seeing in more and more recent times, people are taking it more seriously, which is causing more of a need from professionals. The number of those professionals is increasing, and people are seeing that it is actually being recognized as a serious issue. I know many people who are on or have taken mental health leave from their company. In most cases, it is taken way too late because people are just being too patient to the point where they just can't handle it anymore. I want to see that change, and I'm glad it is starting to. But what I really want to see is for it to not get to that point, and for people to start to take control of the situation before it happens. Don't be so patient anymore. Yes, being patient is a virtue, but not like this. If your friend is late, yeah, be patient. Just give it a bit more time, that's cool. But if you aren't happy with something, don't be patient. Do anything you can, no matter how small, but just start to take those steps. We need to walk before we can run. You don't need to quit your job or something, but you need to at least talk to someone and see if it can be fixed. If not, then take the next steps and know that things will always get better if you try. But if you don't try, no one ever knows that it's a problem. A once wise man once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And as a Canadian, I said once wise man very purposely. If you know, you know. If there's anything you can take away from this episode, it is that you should always put yourself first. Really think about yourself and what you can do to make yourself happy or happier. Don't end up like some of the people who just tough it out, because what is the point? At the end of the day, the world will still keep turning and the sun will rise again, no matter what happens, so why not wake up feeling much better about yourself? We all deserve that. Thank you so much for listening, and if you have been with me from the beginning, I genuinely appreciate you taking the time. This is the Stereotypically Japan podcast. Next week, please join me as I discuss a topic very near and dear to me, and that is food. If you have any questions or comments, your own stories, or just want to get in touch, please don't hesitate to email me at stereotypicallyjapan@gmail.com. And if you want to keep up to date, follow me on socials. All links will be in the show description. And if you want to help out the show, please leave a review. I'd really appreciate the feedback. So until next time, please take care of me, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Jane.